Okay, sir, for the record, could you just state your name and your ADC number for us, please?
Okay, it's Robert Greenarch, 160168.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. We've been authorized by our board chair, Dr. C.T. Wright, to have a two-panel member for the purpose of having a revocation hearing, sir.
Yes, sir.
Conducting your hearing today, to my right is the Honorable David Neal. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair. Also with us, sir, here representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Sanders, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today, sir. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, so on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Sanders in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do.
Okay. Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. And phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you, sir. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, so the allegation on your warrant states that you violate the Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about September 3rd, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Greenarch, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapses in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to first start out in phase two by hearing from the parole officer, Mr. Sanders, that's going to give us some additional information. Then we're going to come back to you, sir, so that you can give us any information or present any information to the board that you'd like to have the board to know. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Sanders.
Mr. Greenarch was released on 8/18 of 2017 with the date of arrest of 9/9 of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department with no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on 9/9 of 17 with an adjusted CSED of June 24th, 2019, reflecting 6 days of abscond time. His current conviction in 2005 is manslaughter, receiving 13 years. Prior convictions in 2001, aggravated assault, receiving 4 years. It's his second term in DOC. CUIR score is at 4.4, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. The no CG affiliation noted. Prior terms of supervision in 2004 was a TIS release, absconded for 211 days, arrested on new felony charges, which is his current conviction, reached his CSED while in custody. Has a significant disciplinary history with drugs, alcohol, weapons, and violence noted. Other arrest information in 1995, possession and sale of dangerous drugs, Florida, felony conviction, probation. In 2017, 1/30 of 2017, drug violation, Florida, charges are still pending in Florida. He has a G3 V4 score, that is all.
Did you say he has some charges pending in Florida?
That's correct, sir. Florida pending charges on a drug charge. It appears that those pending charges are prior to his release from prison.
Okay, Mr. Greenarch, I see that you were released August 18th of this year. At that time, you were verbally directed to establish residence at TLC. in Sunny Slope at 9430 North 11th Avenue. You were discharged from there on September 3rd after leaving the residence and not returning by curfew. You didn't have any other address that you were to be released to, sir. So why did you leave TLC, sir?
Okay. Here's the whole reason that happened, because I was doing good and I would have made it out there. I was working every day. I came in one afternoon. Well, when I first got out, before I was counted or whatever, change of residence, they're calling it, because I didn't actually leave the place. I went to my parole officer, which was in Mason. My place of residence was all the way on the other side of Phoenix. So she said she was going to have it transferred to Phoenix for me, and they would get in touch with me the next week after that. I came in from work one afternoon to TLC, which was on Friday the next week, and they said my parole officer, Sandra Mace, called them and said that I needed to be in her office that afternoon before they closed her. They were going to violate my parole. So here I am on the other side of Phoenix, trying to get on a bus to get all the way to Mesa, back to my parole office, before they close, and I just got off of work. I couldn't make it back there in time. That was the whole reason that all of this happened.
So what about...
They didn't transfer.
What about your violation? What about your violation of curfew? They say you left and didn't return.
That's what I'm talking about, because she said that if I didn't make it back to her office, that I was in violation of my parole. If I didn't make it back that afternoon, and I just got off work, I tried to make it back, but by the time I got through all the bus systems and everything and got all the way to Mesa, I didn't make it in time before the office closed. So I knew I was already violating my parole.
So did you try to call or leave a message with your parole officer, sir?
I did, like three of them. I had a cell phone. She had my cell phone number.
Okay.
I was really trying to make it out there. I was doing good. I was working every day. I had a job. I got three jobs waiting on me now.
Mr. Sanders, let me see, Mr. Sanders, is there any record of him contacting his parole officer or anything to validate what Mr. Greenhut is telling us?
No, sir. In fact, the entries are contrary to that. I do have multiple entries where the parole officer has contacted the halfway house in an attempt to locate the offender. And the testimony provided by the offender in regards to a parole officer stating to make it by the end of the day, this is not the first nor the last time an offender is getting off work and couldn't make it by the end of the day, and simply would have been remedied by coming in the following business day to speak to the parole officer and or the senior or supervisor to rectify the situation. This is not an uncommon occurrence. It happens pretty much on a daily basis.
So if he would have went in and contacted the PO on the next day, then he could have rectified that issue?
Yes, sir, without a doubt. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Greenhouse, did you make any attempts after you didn't make it over there to contact the PO?
No, sir, I did not. I'm not going to lie to you. I was scared after that. I thought my parole was violated. So I just stayed out there a few days before coming back, because I thought that I'd already violated. That's what they told me when I got back to the halfway house. If I didn't make it there in time, that she was violating my parole.
Okay, sir,
that's what the managers.
In 2001, sir, you were absconded for 211 days. So are you saying, did you turn yourself in, or what happened? How'd you wind up? You were out for 6 days, so what happened? How'd you wind up?
Oh, I was at a store.
What happened?
And Danny ran my name. I had my name ran.
You had your name ran by who?
Police officer. They took me back to Alhambra.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to run or anything. I knew I had to come back and face it.
Okay. All right, Mr. Greenarch, I am going to go into discuss. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the board?
Yeah, I would. It's important to me that I get another chance on this because I just lost my oldest son. I have a 3-year-old granddaughter I haven't even met. I would like to spend Christmas with her. I'm not trying to get out there and do the wrong thing. I'm getting too old for this. I want to do the right thing. That's about it.
Okay, Mr. Greenarch, the board's going to go in discussion. So while we're in discussion, we're going to ask you to remain silent, and then we'll get back to you when we complete discussion. Mr. Sanders.
Yes,
sir.
During the discussion, just want to make a statement regarding Florida has placed a felony hold on the individual, and thus far I'm not seeing where they will not extradite. So it appears that they have an extradition felony hold in place with the Department of Corrections right now.
Okay, so you do understand you got a felony hold on you out of Florida, sir, do you? Mr. Greenarch?
I didn't know that.
Okay, well, they got a hold on you, sir, with the Department of Correction out of Florida for a drug violation, sir. So I don't know what that's all about, but that's something that you're going to have to take care of at some point, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board's now into discussion. I do understand Mr. Greenarch, he does have still an enormous amount of time left on community supervision. He won't be released until June 24th of 2019. However, in 2004, Mr. Greenarch was an absconder where he absconded for 211 days. And I do understand the issue with having to contact his PO, but had he contacted his PO the next day, he probably would have been able to resolve that issue that he was having at the time, instead of leaving TLC and not returning back. He was out for 6 days, although he said he did contact the police officers and asked them to run a check, and he had the warrant that was out on him. So at this time, I'm not supportive of Mr. Greenarch having a being reinstated on his community supervision. I hear from my colleague.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Greenarch, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed and about to lapse into criminal ways of company, finding that he was an absconder. He did abscond for 6 days. He had previously absconded in 2004 for 211 days, during which time he was arrested on another charge. So that is going to be my motion.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Greenarch, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on June 24th of 2019, sir. I do want to thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
That's it?
That's it, sir.
2019, I don't understand, though.
Well, according to the information that we have here, sir, your release date, Mr. Sanders, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is June 24th, 2019.
That's max on everything, even my community supervision, parole, everything?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, that is correct. That's what I
should. Yes, sir. So I
have no paperwork left after that?
After that, sir, you won't be on any community supervision or parole. No, sir.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.